Behold the cross, on which was hung the salvation of the whole world. Behold the cross, on which was hung the salvation of the whole world. If you would come after me, you must deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me.
Far be it from me to glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
If you would save your life, you will lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you will save it.
Far be it from me to glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
For what shall it profit you to gain the whole world and lose your own soul?
Far be it from me to glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
We adore you, O Christ, and we worship you.
Far be it from me to glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Let's stand now and sing of the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. Please be seated. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, who stretched out arms of love on the hard wood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace, so clothe us in your Spirit that we, reaching out our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honour of your name. Amen. Megan will now read from Isaiah 53, after which the Trinity Choir will sing a chorale from Handel's Messiah.
Isaiah 53. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and he can speak of his descendants, for he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. But his knowledge, my righteous servant, will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many, and he made intercession for the transgressors.
Thank you.
Well, now Mark and Gordon are going to lead us in a dramatic reading of the last few hours before Jesus' death. So if I can welcome Mark and Gordon up to the front. They will be playing the narrator and Jesus. And where it's written all, that's where we're to read together.
Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was inciting the people to rebellion. I've examined him in your presence and have found no basis for your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. As you can see, he has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him and then release him."
With one voice they cried out, "Away with this man, release Barabbas to us."
Wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again. "Why? What crime has this man committed? I've found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore, I will have him punished and then release him."
But with loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed.
So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will. As they led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him.
Jesus turned to them and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. For the time will come when you will say, 'Blessed are the barren women, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if men do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left.
Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said,
"He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one."
The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said,
"You are the King of the Jews. Save yourself."
There was a written notice above him, which read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him.
"Aren't you Christ? Save yourself and us."
But the other criminal rebuked him.
"Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise.
It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice,
Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
When he had said this, he breathed his last.
Our response to this should be one of lament. So please say together in prayer, Fear and trembling have come upon me, and darkness has seized my soul. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Have mercy upon me, for in you have I put my trust. Hear my prayer, O my God, for you are my refuge and my strong helper. I have called upon you, O Lord, that I not be confounded. O my people, O my church, what have I done to you, or in what have I offended you? Answer me.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us.
My peace I gave to you, which the world cannot give, and washed your feet as a sign of my love. But you draw the sword to strike in my name and seek high places in my kingdom. I offered you my body and blood, but you scatter and deny and abandon me, and you have prepared a cross for your Saviour. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal One, have mercy upon us. I sent the Spirit of Truth to guide you, and you close your hearts to the Counselor. I pray that all may be one in the Father and me, but you continue to quarrel. I call you to go and bring forth fruit, but you cast lots for my clothing, and you have prepared a cross for your Saviour. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal One, have mercy upon us. I came to you as the least of your brothers and sisters. I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. And you have prepared a cross for your Saviour. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal One, mercy upon us. Jesus called out with a loud voice, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
You who have suffered for us, have mercy upon us. Amen.
Thank you.
stand once more and sing of the power of the cross. Please be seated. Can I welcome Doug to up to the front? I'll just pray with him before. Well, Lord, we give this time to you now. We pray that you would honour your word. We pray that what we're about to hear may fall on open hearts. Lord, would you bless Doug, not because of anything that he's done, but because of the work of Christ, the finished work of Christ. And Lord, give glory to your name, and particularly on this day, may we be attentive and may we go away reflecting on the things that we hear this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Doug. Plenty. Well, why don't we stand now one last time and begin by giving glory to God in the church by singing this last hymn, O Sacred Head Now Wounded, with grief and shame weighed down. Please be seated. In closing then, the high priest said to him, I charge you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God. Yes, it is as you say, Jesus replied. But I say to all of you, in the future, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One, and coming on the clouds of heaven. Be watchful, for you know not when the master of the house will come. And what I say to you, I say to all. Keep watch.
May I just thank our friends from IPC for coming and leading this service for this morning. Thank you, Doug, Ed, Judy. We appreciate it very much. We just trust that you will join us now in fellowship with coffee and cakes, etc. Thank you.
Thank you.